Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Monday, September 20th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, a message from the Wauchula Police Department. It is National Child Passenger Safety Week. On average, two children under the age of 13 were killed and an estimated 351 were injured every day in 2019 while riding in cars, SUVs, pickups, and vans. And they want you to do your part in helping keep your child passengers safe each and every day with each and every trip. Your local events, the Hardy vs. Fort Meade Chamber Scramble for Commerce Golf Classic, is still slated for this Saturday at 7 a.m. Contests include longest drive, hole-in-one, 21-plus putting closest to the pin, and golf cannon. Space is extremely limited. They'll also have breakfast and catered lunch, door and raffle prizes, live entertainment, and cash prizes of up to $400 for the winners. Tournament fees are $100 per player and $350 per team, which include meals, green and cart fees, and two door tickets. It'll be at Bluffs Golf Course at 8037 Highway 17 South in Zolfo Springs. For details, call Jessica Turner at 863-773-6967 or go to hardycc.com. Your jobs here in the area, the Hardy County Sheriff's Office is looking for deputy patrol sheriffs and detention deputies. For further information and instructions on how to apply, visit hardyso.com. Treehouse Communities is looking for an administrative assistant. U.S. work authorization and a high school diploma or GED are required. And Allen J. Automotive Network is looking for a sales consultant. U.S. work authorization, a Florida driver's license, and 1 year of retail sales experience are required. Those jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside by doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night. You make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, hardymidday@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page, whichever you prefer. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 84 degrees out with intermittent clouds, a 50% chance of rain. The air quality is excellent. Maximum UV index is 4 moderate. Wind south at 4 miles per hour with gust up to 6 miles per hour. The humidity is extremely humid at 76%. Dew point 76. Cloud cover 70%. The visibility is 10 miles. And the cloud ceiling was 10,500 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 10:25 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, scattered showers and thunderstorms late this morning, numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, highs around 90, east winds around 5 miles per hour, becoming west around 5 miles per hour this afternoon with a 70% chance of rain. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms early in the evening, then isolated showers and thunderstorms late in the evening, lows in the lower 70s, east winds around 5 miles per hour in the evening, becoming light and variable with a 50% chance of rain. Tuesday, partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then widespread showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the upper 80s, east winds around 5 miles per hour with an 80% chance of rain, and Tuesday night, partly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the evening, lows in the lower 70s with east winds around 5 miles per hour in the evening, becoming light and variable with a 40% chance of rain. That's your Hardy Midday Weather Report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Alabama cotton planted acreage is revised down from the previous estimate to 405,000 acres, with production forecast at 770,000 bales, up 5% from last year. According to the National Ag Statistics Service, Florida cotton acreage is up to 91,000 acres planted, with production forecast at 150,000 bales, up 7% from last month and 46% from 2020. And Georgia cotton acreage is down to 1.17 million acres. Acres planted with production forecast at 2.2 million bales, up 1% from last year. The H2A Ag Worker Program more than doubled in size in less than 10 years, and fruit, vegetable, and nut growers were a big reason for that growth. The H2A program allows ag employers to bring in foreign guest workers to fill seasonal labor contracts. A new USDA report shows between 2010 and 2019, H2A positions increased more than 220%. House Ag Committee Democrats approved an incomplete spending package as part of the Build Back Better Act. The legislation includes $18 billion in rural job-promoting investments through the USDA's Rural Development Program and $7.75 billion to support ag research and infrastructure. The bill also includes over $47 billion to support expanded biofuel infrastructure, a new rural partnership program, the Rural Energy for America program, and for various forest-related programs.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wauchula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. More American farmers and ag professionals are relying on personal technologies to do their work. The National Agricultural Statistics Service has released the findings of its 2021 Agriculture Technology Use Survey. Those in the Southeast have recently been among the most active adopters. The changes have come fast and to a broad number of ag professionals.
Nationally, 82% of farms have access to the internet. That was an increase of 7% over 2 years ago. In fact, no states had a decrease in internet access. We did see large gains in several states, in Tennessee, Illinois, West Virginia, Alabama. Those were our biggest increases. We found 29% of farms using the internet to purchase agricultural inputs. And we saw that was an increase from 2019 of 5%.
Adam Peters with NASS says the technology use survey has been conducted every other year since 1997. Additionally, 21% of all farms are now using the internet to market their products or operations. That was a 2% jump from 2019. And for the first time, the survey measured farmers' use of precision agricultural tools in their operations.
Highest responses, North and South Dakota, in excess of 50%. On average, though, in the United States, we did see about a quarter of all farms using precision agriculture in some form.
Half of all connected farms used broadband, and 70% had access through a cellular data plan in 2021.
Can you imagine how stressful a day at the sale barn is for your calves? Studies show that the added stress causes them to rapidly burn through more trace mineral as well as lay off feed consumption, yet we still expect them to respond timely to vaccines and stay healthy. Studies also showed that Multimin-90 improves the trace mineral status of cattle within 8 to 10 hours and help cattle respond better to vaccines. Include Multimin-90 in your preconditioning and processing program. Talk to your veterinarian and go to MultiminUSA.com.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks closed lower on Wall Street, marking a feeble ending to an up-and-down week of trading. The S&P 500 index lost 0.9%. The benchmark index had its second straight weekly loss. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.5%, and the NASDAQ fell 0.9%, roughly 80% of the stocks in the benchmark 500 fell, and every sector except for healthcare was in the red. Energy prices also fell. The Dow was down 166 points today, closing at 34,584. The NASDAQ lost 138 to 15,043. The S&P 500 dropped 40 points to 44,432. Newark oil down 64 cents, closing at $71.97 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Lamar Jackson had been 0-3 versus Patrick Mahomes before the Ravens quarterback ran for 107 yards and two touchdowns in a 36-35 win over the Chiefs. Mahomes completed 24 of his 31 passes for 343, three TDs, and a pick. Buccaneers franchise record-winning streak has reached 10 games after Tom Brady threw for 276 yards, five touchdowns, in a 48-25 romp over the Falcons. Rob Gronkowski caught a pair of touchdown passes for the third straight game, including the Super Bowl. Sam Darnold and the Panthers are 2-0 after a 26-7 win over the Saints. Jimmy Garoppolo threw a touchdown pass. 49ers beat Philadelphia in Philly 17-11. And Baker Mayfield threw for a touchdown, ran for a score. Browns beat Houston 31-21 Sunday afternoon. This is SRN Sports. Other games, Cowboys beat the Chargers 20-17. Greg Zuerlein connected on a 56-yard field goal as time expired to give the Pokes the win. Raiders beat the Steelers 26-17. Derek Carr with two touchdown passes. Matt Gay made a tie-breaking field goal with 2:23 on the clock. Rams beat the Colts 27-24. Josh Allen threw two touchdown passes. Had Zach Moss ran for two scores. Bills shut out the Dolphins 35-0. Titans come from 14 down, beat the Seahawks 33-30. Randy Bullock hit a 36-yard field goal midway through overtime in that game. Patriots ground the Jets 25-6. Bears 20-17 over the Bengals. Broncos hand the Jaguars their 17th straight loss, 23-13. Cardinals 34-33 over the Vikings. Kyler Murray, 400 yards, three touchdowns, and he ran for another. And tonight it's the Lions and Packers from Green Bay. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula, or on the web at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day: artificial intelligence is no match for natural stupidity. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great and safe rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.